Well, one of the real privileges we get to do from time to time is introduce you to ministries that are part of our community that you may not be aware of, or you know about them, but you've never heard from them. And so how many of you have ever heard of the Gideons? You know what the Gideons are. If you don't, you're in for a treat. Come on up. I've got Tom Hughes here with me this morning. He's a member of the Gideons. And let's just start by asking a couple of questions. Tom, what are the Gideons and what do they do?
Well, the just for me, the Gideons are an icebreaker. So I'll give you a little background. We've been around for 120 years. We're in over 200 countries, and we pass out scriptures that look like this to junior high, high schools, colleges, military installations, just to name a few. But
Or what about these bigger Bibles?
We do the bigger Bible. Most of you know, yes, most of you know us to pass out the bigger Bibles in hotels. So, but we do a lot more than that. The Wives of Gideons are auxiliary. My wife Susie is here. And so the Gideons and auxiliary do all this work. And over the last year, we just crossed a huge significant milestone. We have distributed over 2 billion Bibles worldwide. So pretty big.
All right. So now, the obvious question is, how can we partner with you? And just want to give you a little announcement before he tells you. We talked about it, and we have just given the Gideons today $1,000 from our community outreach fund to aid in purchasing more Bibles. So we're already doing that. Now, what else can we do?
Yes, well, we partner with churches just like yours. So we're out there. We distribute to local schools, as I said. And I want to invite all of you. A week from this Thursday, we will be distributing those small testaments to Agoura High School, for instance. And we'll have 5 to 10 Gideons out there, an auxiliary. And I would love for anybody that's interested at all to come by, and you can stand with us and actually see how that works. Because as a personal note, there's nothing easier than standing, passing out these small testaments as fast as you can as the kids pass by. And it breaks the ice. You don't know where that can lead to. So then you can start joining in on some of the ministries that your church already currently has. So it's a fantastic opportunity. Just break the ice. I mean, I wouldn't be before you. The other thing is there's no time commitment. You don't have to stand in front of churches and speak, but you can if you want. We go to jail ministry. We do all sorts of other things, but there's no time commitment. You join in when you can.
That's awesome.
One more thing, Pastor. Let me get this little Bible app. I want to make sure everybody knows about this little Bible app. You can come by our table outside and pick one of these up, download for free on your smartphone, the Gideon Bible app, and essentially download the Bible in over 1,200 languages.
Wow.
So it's sort of cool. I just like to download and look at the different languages. I didn't know that many languages existed. So,
awesome. All right. Well, we're going to pray for you right now. Why don't you come on up, and let's pray for them. You know, I have a Gideon Bible I got in 1973. It's just this size. It's green. I got it at Covina High School. I was a junior. And because of that, out of that deal, we then launched Fellowship of Christian Athletes because all the football players got Bibles. I said, well, now you got a Bible. Let's do this. And I couldn't find it. I wanted to show it to you today. Wow. Somewhere between Moore Park and Agoura when we move this summer. It's in a box somewhere to be found. But thank you for your ministry. Love what you guys do. Let's pray for them, would you? Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the Gideons. And Lord, even as we hear about the 2 billion Bibles and just the outreach coming out at Agoura High School next week and all the stuff that's happening, I thank you for faithful men and women who serve you, getting God's word and giving it out, whether it's through a hotel room or through the military, through jails or through our schools. And I thank you. May their tribe increase. And even now, as our men are coming, as we take this offering, Lord, as we take this offering, we realize, we know that all the stuff that we do just doesn't happen because we snap our fingers. It happens because faithful people sitting in these chairs give sacrificially to you. And so may their tribe increase. We thank you for them. And we're grateful for being participants this morning in worship to you as we lift you up as we sing now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Even as they're taking the offering, thank you guys for coming. I just want to let you know, last hour, I'm not trying to take your Bibles there. Okay. Last hour I asked, so the $64,000 question, how many of you ever wanted to take the Bible from the hotel room? We've got official permission. You can take it. You can give it to someone else. They restock. Thank you for coming.